This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are living in incredibly epic times. There are powerful multinational forces headed up by the Chi-Coms, the EU, the Vatican and Hollywood, and the big banks trying to bring this country down once and for all. When we come back, we've got a bunch of Putin and Trump clips. We've got the Fox News turning against the president. We knew that was coming. It's all coming up. But first, the critical John Bowne report, where he breaks down the campaign of bullying in PC culture to take over capitalism.
Don Rickles, Richard Pryor.
What do you think that these executives are afraid you're going to do to white America?
Probably stop some racism.
Stop racism?
Yeah. Probably afraid of that, because then people don't hate each other, and people start talking to each other, and then they start talking to each other, they find out who's the problem.
Which is?
Greedy people.
Mel Brooks.
Hitler on ice!
They wouldn't exist today. Once upon a time, offended snowflakes, Americans actually had the fortitude and intelligence to respect their fellow citizens' First Amendment right. And your rhetoric lived or died by the sword of public acceptance. But today, the social justice warrior guillotine is wet with the blood of PC culture sacrifices. Recently, Scarlett Johansson dropped out of a role playing a transgender character due to PC backlash. Yet, according to the New York Post, the royalty of PC culture were offended for other reasons. Trace Lysett, a transgender actress who plays a transgender character on the Amazon series Transparent, didn't protest the casting of Johansson because the character was an insult to the transgender. Lysett was offended that Johansson was taking work from people like her. Lysett complained on Twitter that not only do you play us and steal our narrative and our opportunity, but you pat yourselves on the back with trophies and accolades for mimicking what we have lived. So twisted. I'm so done. Forget acting chops. Transgenders should get every role in Hollywood because of their sexual identity. That's straight up PC racketeering. And recently, Papa John's founder John Schnatter faced the PC mob after complaining during a conference call that KFC's Colonel Sanders used the N-word but never faced public criticism. Of course, Schnatter actually used the N-word.
You used the word. You tell us the regret. As soon as it came out, did you regret? What prompted the use?
They were promoting that kind of vocabulary, and they kept hitting it. I'm like, no, we're not going to go. We're not going to do that. That's not how that's not what we're about in our heart and soul at Papa John's. And they kept going. And I said, listen, so-and-so used the N-word. I don't use the N-word. We don't use the N-word, and we've never used the N-word. So that's dead in the conversation. They had another party that they wanted us to partner with. And this other party used that word a lot. And nothing against the other party, but I don't want to be part of it. And by the fourth or fifth pass, I just said no. You know, we're not going to be part of any such thing.
Papa John's CEO Steve Ritchie responded to the mob saying, "This past week was the hardest week in my 22 years with Papa John's. I know the words of John Schnatter were offensive, and nothing pains me more than knowing they hurt you. To be clear, those words in no way represent my views or the values of our company. As the leader of Papa John's, I'm sorry racism and insensitive language, no matter the context, will not be tolerated at any level of our company, period." Ritchie ignored that Schnatter was simply making a point, but the adults in the room were nowhere to be found. We all know why Schnatter is in the hot seat. He's a Trump supporter. But it's fine with the blood-drenched PC culture mob. If every other word used by the now dominant music genre of rap is the N-word, no problem there. Just complete totalitarian, politically correct hypocrisy. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com.
They take our basic real rights and then give us all these fake rights and teach us how to fight with each other. We'll be back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want to go back to some of the press conference yesterday, because the media is totally ignoring what actually happened there and is calling it treasonous that Trump would meet with the Russian leader and not tell him that he hated him or punch him in the nose. It's just incredible when all other presidents have done that, even back when there was a Cold War going on, and said nice things to each other. But meanwhile, Trump has a very, very strong stance on Russia, and I think has actually been bamboozled into expanded sanctions, a lot of things that are extreme, or backing these Ukrainians with tow missiles. And Rand Paul has made that point. He's been demonized by CNN and others, being called a traitor. So these are the guys that love socialism, love Venezuela, love communism, hate America, but now they're the guardians of America. And then I'll get to some clips of Chris Wallace and the Putin interview that was really shameful. Putin tore him up, and Wallace was just going for political stunts. And then Rufio Panman, you know, the guy that knocked out three Antifa just at that one event, whether we actually have the other footage as well, and he goes after these events where they try to attack men, women, and children and fights them. He's going to be riding shotgun with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to open the phones up on all these issues as well. The congressional hearing's going right now where they're misrepresenting what I've said, calling for us to be banned, not admitting that YouTube had to remove the strikes against us and admitted that they were fraudulent. The head spokesperson for YouTube just glazed over all that. Pretty incredible when you're in the middle of this and history's happening. But the big news is we've got four articles on InfoWars.com with Mudd, former deputy director of the FBI and CIA. He's Mueller's literal aide-de-camp. Mueller's, you call him Mueller, Mueller's aide-de-camp. And then you've got Brennan saying Trump's guilty of treason, and Congressman Cohen saying we need a military coup. Mudd also said we need a military coup. This is all yesterday and today. They're calling it a civil war. But then Brian Stelter comes out and says, I should be taken off the air because I said the Democrats were launching a civil war this summer, and I saw the demarcation line of when you could say they were going to escalate as July 4th. I was very clear. They semantically use that to deceive their audiences with a giant rollout over July 4th and ongoing in thousands of publications on every major TV news program that I've seen, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, you name it, that I said that there'd be war in the streets and the North and South killing each other on July 4th. Never said any such thing. I quoted USA Today saying we're already in a civil war. USA Today, June 25th. America is headed towards a civil war, and it's already begun. Already begun. USA Today. Oh, but see, they think you're not paying attention. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to ask you, they're launching their attacks. They're getting violent. The Uber drivers are throwing conservatives and Christians out of their cars. People are being bike-locked and stabbed every day. People are being knockout game. People are being shot. Rand Paul's been shot at. Scalise has been shot. Rand Paul's had six ribs broken, a lung perforated. All these Republican city council members have been shot in the head, run over by neighbors. People have been run over. They've been drugged by cars. I've had hot coffee thrown on me, iced tea thrown on me, been told people hope I die, had liberals try to start a fight with my son at the airport instead of me. saying, you want some, you want some? F your family. I see articles everywhere. Let's target Trump's children. And then they sit there and go, nothing's happening. Nobody's attacking. That is a military tactic. Yeah, there it is. Democrat strategist defends hashtag hunt Republicans. And then there's all these so-called American men who want to sit it out so you don't get called a Russian agent. Tucker Carlson's been called a Russian agent. I've been called a Russian agent. Rand Paul's been called a Russian agent. They literally have articles out showing a joke video I did. They have this place called Russia House that serves Eastern European food. We went there. They have a hat rack and stuff where you can joke and put on Russian hats and uniforms. And we did a joke video, and it's being shared by major news organizations as real. And then they have linguists and people going, one of them sounds like a real Russian. Well, yeah, Daria is Russian. She moved here when she was a kid. Parents are anti-communist. She's been in Army Special Operations Command, a patriot, honorably discharged. But that's not enough, you see. Yes, a real live Russian works here. I was thinking about doing a stunt and going to Russia a few months ago. I went ahead and got my Russian visa. I tweeted it. The media grabbed it and said that they had gotten a copy of it, that they'd found a secret document. This is the next level. Meanwhile, I support making the country great again, rebuilding our military, cutting taxes, getting thousands of factories back, unifying the nation, coming together. Russia's doing that for us? Well, I guess they did support Trump. Putin said he liked Trump over Hillary because he thought there might be better chances at better relations. Well, you can't say that, you evil Christian nation. Meanwhile, there's congressional hearings right now going on calling for us to be taken off the air. Democrat or Democrat lies about us and then says take us off air. And they lie about diamond and silk and say take them off. Because they really fear black people saying they support Trump. That's a no-no. They've already seen double poll numbers for Trump with black Americans. They are scared. The Democrats are dying. People are leaving us, so now they're panicked. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to Trump on Hillary's secret server. And the Awan brothers. This is what they changed the subject off of. Here it is.
You have groups that are wondering why the FBI never took the server. Haven't they taken the server? Why was the FBI told to leave the office of the Democratic National Committee? I've been wondering that. I've been asking that for months and months, and I've been tweeting it out and calling it out on social media. Where is the server? I want to know where is the server and what is the server saying. With that being said, all I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be, but I really do want to see the server. But I have confidence in both parties. I really believe that this will probably go on for a while, but I don't think it can go on without finding out what happened to the server. What happened to the servers of the Pakistani gentleman that worked on the DNC? Where are those servers? They're missing. Where are they? What happened to Hillary Clinton's emails? 33,000 emails. Gone. Just gone. I think in Russia they wouldn't be gone so easily. I think it's a disgrace that we can't get Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails. So I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer. Okay? Thank you.
Because the Russians showed up in court 3 months ago. Their companies based in the U.S. said, most our money was from Hillary. Yeah, we do show some PACs, ran some pro-gun stuff on Facebook and Twitter. Yes. Yes, we ran some pro-Trump stuff here. Like $20,000 worth, and then from Hillary groups, over a couple hundred thousand. Yeah, we ran pro. Here's our books. And we're not in Russian intelligence. We're a PR firm. That's what we do. And Putin's like, come on, come on in. And by the way, let us in your stuff, too. Because $400 million we saw shipped over out of money. And Trump knows full well billions are being used currently to try to overthrow Russia. He knows what a joke it is. We're like just punching them in the nose, moving troops up their borders, tow missiles into Ukraine, totally attacking Russia, huge sanctions after they helped us take out ISIS. And Trump can't even get deep state to stop doing that. Let's go out to break with Putin on Mueller indictments. You can trust no one.
Did you get this idea that President Trump trusts me or I trust him? He defends the interests of the United States of America, and I do defend the interests of the Russian Federation. We do have interests that are common. We are looking for points of contact. There are issues where our postures diverge, and we are looking for ways to reconcile our differences, how to make our effort more.
That was total straight shooting from Putin. He just said he's got our interests, we've got ours. If we want to work together, if it works, if it doesn't, it doesn't. Just total straight shooting.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is passing in front of us right now. I have more articles coming in with Democrats calling for the overthrow of Trump, military coups, his death, the 25th Amendment, his removal. They have Fox News hosts saying the president, the consensus is, you know, is a traitor and he needs to be removed and he's going to regret this day. All these Fox hosts that I've watched the president be nice to. They are making their move, as I told you. They called it a civil war, a coup, you name it. And to do that ahead of 2018, not just in the election, but whatever they've got planned, they are shadow banning Diamond and Silk. They are shadow banning InfoWars. They are shadow banning all the major pro-Trump sites and then lying about them. The defamation I saw in hearings today that are still ongoing in the House Judiciary against Diamond and Silk are unbelievable. They're such sweetie pies. They're so charming and nice. They're not even political. They're just pro-America and like Trump. But because they're so lovable and likable, they were defamed today. They were mixed in with child molesters. They would say, YouTube lets child molesters on, and people that show death art and suicide. That's all the sponsored channels of YouTube. Then they said, and Jones says no kids died at Parkland, and he bullies them. Total defamation. And there was the head of YouTube saying, well, we banned those videos of Alex Jones. No, you reinstated him, because I had lawyers send you letters and sent you the real videos, and you went, oh, we had moderators that lied from the Southern Poverty Law Center. We put on screen. Bloomberg even admitted it. So now they've gone and defamed us again, but it's bigger than InfoWars. Understand this, folks. They're making their move. They're saying overthrow the president on television, on CNN. So look at this headline, newswars.com. Facebook kills pro-Trump account hours ahead of censorship hearing that's now ongoing. Tom Papert has the very popular God Emperor Trump. That's a tongue-in-cheek deal, a lot of satire, a lot of fun Reddit stuff. Really nice mainline nationalist conservative stuff. I like God Emperor. At Facebook, it was at God Emperor Trump. That's gone now. At Twitter, real G.E. Trump. Well, that's still there. And so they start it with Alex Jones and Milo, and then it's everybody else. Give us your take on what happened to you. I know you've been persecuted a lot because you're so popular, dominant on Reddit, and now they're trying to silence you. And then, of course, they defame you while they do it. They silence you and then defame you, so you can't defend yourself. They're claiming, oh, it's a private thing. No, they operate as a utility. People communicate now over Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, just like telephones are about to be obsolete. And then they tell you it's a commons and then don't let you go to the lunch line because you're a conservative. So, Tom, tell us what's happened. And do you agree with me that clearly the censorship is 1,000 times what it was 2 years ago? It's exponential going towards complete. Clearly ahead of some move. This is such a bold move. I don't see how they think they're going to get away with it.
Well, you're absolutely right, because it's escalating. You know, a lot of people will say, well, what do you want, Tom? And I say, well, it would be nice if they would just go back to how it was 2 years ago, where I could share an InfoWars article and people would actually get to see it. But of course, now we all get so punished in the algorithm, it's impossible for anybody to get out there. So this is the sixth time they've come after my Facebook page, God Emperor Trump, which is just a fun, joking page. You know, we are not bad people. We're just Trump supporters. Like you say, we're just mainstream Trump supporters. Sixth time they've gone after us. What they did at 1 a.m, as soon as everybody was in bed and going to sleep, they took down the page. They unpublished it. They didn't remove any content. They didn't give us an explanation as to what we did wrong. Nobody individually was punished. So it's kind of like, yeah, you did a bad thing, but we're not going to tell you what it is. And then, as you say, Alex, they won't let us defend ourselves because, you know, they come after us elsewhere. They reduce the reach of our organic posts on our remaining Facebook page. So they take us down, they remove our ability, or at least mitigate our ability to defend ourselves, and then that leaves people like yourself and other conservative journalists and conservative media outlets when you guys yourselves are being punished. So it's just this all across the board, multi-front assault on what's left of freedom of speech in this country by these power-mad leftists at Facebook.
That's right. And something's different now, though. Starting last week, about a week and a half ago, thousands of articles against InfoWars, misrepresenting what I've said, never actually showing a clip or a link, just saying outrageous, you know, there's slave colonies on Mars. Never said that. There, you know, no kids died at Parkland. All out of context, all lies. But then they brag that, oh, we're making our move. Once Jones is gone, we'll ban everybody. And then you got CNN, the Washington Post, all of them, New York Times saying, we want him completely banned. It isn't enough. And then they go on to say, and all conspiracies and all hate. Well, that means everybody who is right of Mao Zedong.
Right. That's exactly right. They want to remove everybody, I say, to the right of Stalin, because that's exactly what it will take. And that, I love when they do that, don't they? They say, you know, they'll throw out three nasty, horrible names you never want to hear. And then they'll say, comma, Alex Jones. And it's like one of these things is not like the other. Alex Jones is not like these other people you've mentioned. But that's how they trick the masses. That's how they slip the Kool-Aid into the water supply, I guess. They tell you, well, you see, Alex Jones is just like these bad people. God Emperor Trump is just like these bad people you've heard about. And so when we punish Alex, when we punish this little Facebook page, it's okay because we're helping fake news. And it's just, you know, it's the laziest non-argument I've ever heard of. This person's bad, let's gun them down. That's essentially what it amounts to. It's childlike. And I think, like you say, I don't think they can get away with it because Americans and patriots all across the globe, anybody who hates the globalists, really, we're all very smart people. And they expect us to believe this nonsense that, you know, probably wouldn't have worked if it had been pushed in the 1960s.
Exactly. And a month ago, they started hitting Amazon over films I uploaded years ago. We weren't even making any money. Now we've actually, Streisand effect, we've actually gotten some decent revenue off old films we just put on Facebook. Not on Facebook, on Amazon. And they went to Amazon and said, all over the news, in a major rollout, ban his videos. They're evil and hateful. They called Endgame a Nazi movie. The film is about the Nazis and says they're bad and exposes eugenics and how the Nazis were leftist.
And you know what that does? It removes people's ability to learn what made you famous. I mean, back when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I had a friend who would bring over his Alex Jones documentary collection, and we would watch that over the weekend. And if people can't go back and see what you were saying at the beginning of your career, well, then the media just gets to say what you were saying at the beginning of your career. And so it layers this propaganda. So, you know, you can no longer defend yourself. You can no longer say, well, look what I was saying back in 2004.
Which is the credibility, because we laid out the whole thing about globalism, the New World Order. It became the operating system of the New Republic launch. And they know that we helped reboot the deal. So they want to get rid of that history because the credibility goes straight up. We've got Rufio, the Antifa slayer, coming on. But stay with us when he comes on. Let's talk about all this while he rides shotgun with us. We have the gentleman who heads up Trump God Emperor that is so feared by the globalists, and that's Tom Papert is our guest. Still follow him on Twitter for now, at RealGTTrump. But I'm sure, obviously, you're launching your own websites, your own platforms, your own shows, and they bitch and complain about that in these articles. They say, all these pro-Trump people doing, we censor them, is they proliferate. They're beating us, yeah, because our ideas are more popular. America and free market is sexy. Communism sucks, a-holes. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. You have to go to our sites. We're already shadow banned everywhere. We've already been banned.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Were right in the middle of the chaos as both Trump supporters and anti-Trump activists come to blows.
Protesters followed Trump supporters to their cars as they left the convention center. Around the corner and away from police protection on San Carlos Street, a mob mentality took over.
Who voted Trump? Who voted Trump?
What do you say to the people who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh, my goodness, poor white people, please, oh, my, stop.
These were pure attacks. Trump supporters, men, women, even the elderly, left this building last night and walked right into danger.
This Trump supporter was the first casualty of the day, with blood streaming out of his face.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump protesters got into it.
They're throwing things at the guy who has a Trump shirt on. Oh, he just got knocked in the back of the head. He just got punched in the face. And now they're rushing him.
We're saying, if you're out there and you're trying to represent your First Amendment right to free speech, if somebody comes and attacks you, it's your right to defend yourself.
It got ugly. Violence erupting at the event as fights broke out, fists flying between Trump supporters and anti-Trump supporters. It gets pretty ugly.
Yeah, I want to warn the folks watching at home, you're about to see some very violent footage.
You want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Organizers say today's rallies were meant as a show of unity against what they call a seditious fringe allegedly trying to sabotage the president.
You can see there a FedEx delivery driver jumping in to try to put an end to the protest.
No white, get the f*** out.
Just to strike the numbers, I'll give it to you. If you want to come at, you probably have 100 of you against one of me, because that's what it's going to take.
Rufio Panman is our guest, and of course he's been going out to a lot of these events on the West Coast where the left comes out and beats up women, children, you name it. And then when actually they have another rally and a few men show up 10 to 1, they also beat them. Same thing's happening in England. He's riding shotgun with us for the rest of the broadcast. He'll also be in the war room with Owen Schroyer today, and they're going to be having a Proud Boys event tonight. I don't know if you want us to announce where it is. We will. Maybe Antifa will show up. We're not hoping for that, but they're such cowards. But Rufio, good to have you here with us. I'm glad you flew here.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
We're going to be getting into all the censorship you've gone through. This is a war, and just pointing out that we are the underdog. We're not the establishment. They always go, oh, the Republicans have the House, the Senate, the Judiciary, the Legislature, the Executive, the three branches of government, the Legislature, the Executive, and the Judiciary. But that's not the real power. All the big corporations, Hollywood, all the big money, all of it is attacking nationalists, attacking conservatives. And this is like America's last stand. We're going under globalist control if we don't turn this around. They're having hearings right now on banning InfoWars and banning Diamond and Silk. Tom Papert of Trump God Emperor, millions of fans, hundreds of 300 plus thousand on their one fan page. Obviously, everybody knows, you know, Trump God Emperor is just, you know, fun Reddit type stuff. But because he's popular, he was banned today ahead of these hearings. We're going to go back to him in a moment, but coming up the next hour and 15 minutes we have, Rufio, what are some of the areas you want to get into?
Well, just like you said, you know, patriots are being attacked all over the place, whether it's funding, support, just, you know, living their daily lives on any level, whether you're as involved as I am out on the streets or just barely supporting by, you know, using Facebook, people are attacking you, and it's a serious problem a lot of us are facing.
In fact, I never asked you this question when you were last on, because I know you use a known deployment, which is great. I mean, it's good to have your cake and eat it, too, have your free speech, but not have them target your family. I would imagine you're quite the target now at these Antifa rallies where there's a prayer vigil and they try to come attack folks. I mean, I would imagine you're now kind of like one of the top guys they're gunning for.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It's all over Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything. But what they need to realize is I have my voice, too. And just like, you know, a lot of people say, it takes about 10 of them to take out one of us. So, you know, that's where we stand in the situation.
Why is it that case all over Europe, all over the U.S.? A woman will beat up three or four of them.
Yeah, and that's a victory to them. You know, they'll go and brag about that to their comrades. But
shows what man would be proud of attacking a woman?
Yeah, there is no man. No man that can claim being an actual man. That's what I would say.
Let me ask that question of the fellow who heads up Trump God Emperor, Tom Papert, who just got censored out of these hearings today. What do you think's going on in the mind of these mentally ill people?
Well, you know, I think they're very, very lonely, first of all. And so part of it is, you know, you go out, you get five of your toughest little stick friends together, and you go and you beat up a woman, and that is to them, that's a wonderful social event, and it's an opportunity for them to all come together and really fight back and resist the evil Trump administration. And so, you know, it just, it goes, a lot of what you talk about, you know, they have no community, they have no friends, they have no tribe. They're not like, you know, a patriot where I can pick up the phone and talk to any number of people who will say, what on earth is going on with Facebook now? They're just lonely, cripplingly sad people. And I think that going and beating up a woman or getting beat up by a woman, as it more than often ends up being, I think that's just an exciting way for them to get out and make friends, to be completely honest.
And then they're backed by all these tech heads who own slave factories in China, who don't allow free speech, who don't pay taxes, and then they run around beating up middle class people saying we're communist, we're anti-free market. They couldn't be a more pathetic group.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they're attacking everybody. This is where their strength is just by attacking everybody on social media, trying to take away your funds, trying to ruin your reputation any way they can.
They're the ultimate bullies.
Right.
And then they say, we're bullies. They said that in Congress today. Congressman Dutch said that Alex Jones's media system is bullying. He is bullying. No, they're the bullies. In the 3 minutes we've got left, Tom, other points you want to add about the systemic censorship manipulation you've seen, and how do you think Trump should counter this? I think one of his only big failings is he really needs to go with antitrust. They need to really go call. I mean, I've been watching these hearings. I got our tech people watching it. And just these congressmen and women are so ignorant. The Republicans just don't understand. It's why we wrote this big report for them. They just need to get this.
Well, I think reading that report is a good place to start for all legislators. You know, those are the people who need to read it. You know, what was it, 10 years ago, you had the one legislator saying, well, the internet, that's tubes, right? You know, these are not the most tech-savvy people out there, first of all. So we need to somehow have a big public campaign to explain this issue to our legislators, that there will never be another Trump president, there will never be another conservative populist uprising if we allow them to demolish our First Amendment like this. And reading what was happening to you, Rufio, just in the last couple minutes on Twitter, that's disgusting, the fact that they're taking away your money, they're attacking people's funds, our ability to get out there and really fight this fight. And I think it goes back to the fact that these are cripplingly lonely people. They look
at us, we're all insanely popular. This is a war. They're trying to cut our supplies off.
Right, right.
I mean, hell, they won't even let Christian groups have music videos on Facebook now. Zion's Joy just singing about Jesus, that's banned. I mean, they've banned Christian stuff off their calendars at Google and Apple.
Yeah, there's no link, so they won't go.
Let me ask you this, Tom, in closing. They're making their move. I want to have you back up again. I love the work you do. Actually, hearing you're a really smart guy. Gut level, where do you think this is going? I think they're losing. But if listeners and others don't support all of us and realize it's a war, and people don't resupply us who are listening and don't understand they can't just count on others now, we could lose.
See, that's the trick. We need support. You know, it's as we're being crushed down, it just makes us need people's support even more. And that's why it's so important that people go to InfoWarsStore.com and people go to my remaining social media presences and try to find us while they still can. Because I honestly believe if we can outlast them, they are driving people away. They're driving the leftists, mainstream leftists, into political apathy.
That's right. Do you have a specific website?
More and more in the game.
Do you have a website so people can go to it, Tom, and bypass them?
Absolutely. Our two main websites are departmentofmemes.com. That's where you can go read our news articles. And then we have dailyredpill.com. That's a brand new website.
I look at those all the time. You're awesome. We'll talk to you soon. You're awesome. Get that guy back
on soon.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Oh, we've got a treat for you. Believe it.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on. Your mind.
Rufio is in studio. First, this public service.
Would you support a group that uses racial slurs like the N-word? Would you support a group that hits women and disabled veterans and attacks minorities and transgenders? Would you support a group that intimidates the public with weapons of war? What if that same group had been caught lobbying explosives into a crowd of innocent people? I wouldn't support that group. Would you? This has been a public service announcement from Infowars.com.
Antifa! And Rufio Panman is here. We're going to go out to break with that famous punch. But there's other videos. We should compile them of you knocking these guys out when they try to kill you or try to assault other people with clubs, weapons, you name it. We have a real treat coming up for you in a moment. One congressman understands the internet. One congressman tore them up just minutes ago in the House Judiciary Committee meeting, where the Democrats are up there defaming and slandering and libeling conservatives, libertarians, myself mainly, Diamond and Silk, saying horrible lies. We need to be deplatformed. We're Holocaust deniers. We're Nazis. We say no kids died at Parkland. None of that's true. YouTube had to put our videos back up. It didn't mention that part when they brought it up. And now we have Congressman Matt Gaetz. I just wonder who briefed him on all this. Blast social media giants over free speech protection hypocrisy. It is powerful. It's coming up at the end of this segment in a moment. But riding shotgun with me is Rufio Panman on Facebook for now at Rufio Panman PB and Instagram Rufio underscore Panman. Listen, he's not going to get followed. His work's not going to be seen if folks don't go follow him there. So do it. Yes, we know they don't let us share on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. We're there to fight because they don't want us there to then reach out to people and bring them to our own websites to build a resistance so that we're able to reach out to Congress, educate the president. I've written a report with Mike Adams, with Paul Watson. It's gone to the president. It's gone to the congressman. We are forming the resistance. Just like 25 years ago, we began forming the resistance against globalism. Now it's all over the world. We defined it, exposed it. It was a covert operation. Now, if we expose their censorship, things don't happen right away. But it's going to happen in just a year or so or less if you look at history. So now things are compressed, and our victories are assured if you, the listeners, on AM, FM, on TV, you name it, every time you're watching, you spread the word. You do that with people power. We'll override their machines. We will override their algorithms, and we've already beaten them, and they don't know what to do, so they're going to pure censorship, which calls them out and pulls them out. Rufio, you've got the floor here. You're a nice, polite guy. You came to Austin, Texas. I want to talk about working with you and getting you and some of the guys to be reporters for us as auxiliary reporters, but hopefully set up a paid gig, but folks got to financially buy products for us to do that. Just what's most on your mind, the sense of where we are historically? It's all over the news. They say kill the president, military coup against him. Congressmen are saying military. Congressman Cohen of Tennessee, move against the president. I mean, they are really moving, and we're just kind of sitting here like, oh, well, we're America. That'll never happen. But you're on the front line. You see what's happening. CNN, Anderson Cooper, Phil Mudd said deep state needs to remove Trump last night. I mean, this is intensifying, and I just think people don't realize this. Why are you so upset? Why do you have so much energy? Well, I'm sitting around fishing or sitting around, you know, with my family around the campfire. I hardly talk. This is history happening, and people need to get out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, whether you're going to be as involved as I am or barely involved at all, the second people start to wake up and start to act on what's going on, they get attacked. Whether it's fear tactics, showing up to your house, slashing your tires, or trying to remove any kind of donation funding. Like, you want to go out on the streets, you want to go travel the country and be involved at these free speech events and just protect people, protect yourself. That requires finance. And a lot of people out there are willing to donate, but what's happening is these platforms are being attacked. They're being bombarded by Antifa.
Let's get into that. You've got the courage to go out 10-1 when these guys are trying to beat women and defensively beat their ass. But just like a soldier, if he doesn't have backing or he doesn't have a ship to get him to the foreign shore or he doesn't have a pack with food in it, you've got the heart and guts to fight, but they cut off your funding, which is – tell folks about that.
Well, yeah, you're certainly right. That does affect a lot of us. I would say for Proud Boys, we go out there completely voluntarily.
That's Gavin McGinnis's group.
Yes, Gavin McGinnis is a founder of our fraternity. We're all going out there without any financial backing, and also we're going out there knowing that there's a possibility that we're going to get injured or that our property is going to get vandalized. So we have to deal with that as well.
And you were talking about that. You've had GoFundMes, you name it, they kick off.
Yeah, just thousands of dollars just gone when you need it most, when you're out in the middle of these cities and all of a sudden your funding's gone. And so it can be a very dangerous situation for some people.
Well, Trump and Congress need to do something. How do we educate them?
I would say just bring more awareness to what's going on, more people showing up, more optics on this situation, the better. People need to get as involved as possible, whether that's, helping out a patriot with financial support or being out there yourself on the street or whatever that may look like for you, whatever you can do, write a letter to your local politician, whatever you can do, it helps. The smallest thing helps. The thing is not a lot of people are really going out and doing it because they don't think it'll really make a difference. And
well, yeah, we have tens of millions of listeners, but only a fraction ever buy any products or do anything.
Right.
And I'm not complaining to the other listeners. Okay, fine, at least spread the word. But you understand, this is a real war. This is real, you know, nip and tuck. This is like down to the wire with horrible, evil authoritarians backed by the Chi-Coms trying to take the country down.
Yeah. And I don't think people realize how easy it is to become a target. You don't have to go to a free speech event like me and be out there on the front lines in front of Antifa to become a target to where you and your family are now vulnerable. It takes a simple Facebook post, a simple like or share of a video. Maybe you support President Trump mildly, or maybe you support him 100%. Any one of those things could make you a target, and then now you're a part of this fight that...
And if we give into this cult... Next, they dictate everything. It's like once you give into that, it's like their own cult members. Scarlett Johansson tries to make a movie praising transgenderism, but because she's a woman, they don't want her playing it and all gang up on her. It's all a bunch of infighting, weird people that want to control reality.
Yeah. It's all fear tactics. In person, they don't really amount to anything. But in the age we live in with social media and everything tied in, your whole life is tied in over, you know, your finances and things like that. Fear tactics become very...
And take out Uber, you know, says, oh, you're conservative, get out of my car, or, oh, you work for the president, get out of my restaurant. I wish they'd hang a shingle in their window saying conservatives, libertarians, Christians, nationalists not wanted. We've got the money. We're the hard workers. So I think they're creating a system that will further isolate the coastal elites.
Right. Yeah, it's bad business. It's horribly bad business. And if they want to keep doing that, you know, so be it. But other businesses are going to rise and they're going to overcome as long as we keep pushing forward. You know, there's tons of patriots out there establishing businesses right now.
Exactly. We've got to hold the line. And we've got to continue. We're on the front line, so we're going to get the main brunt, but we're winning the war.
Yeah. Go and support your fellow patriots and their businesses. If you know somebody who's loves America and they're running a business, go support their business. Because right now, business is being attacked, and it's on a grand scale all over the nation.
This is 21st century war. We're under globalist attack. This is the attempt to take down America. And thank God some of our own patriots in the government out saw it and said, this is too evil to end free speech, bankrupt America, put us under China. And so, yeah, there are patriots in our government working with everybody. And Trump took it like a suicide mission. I can tell you, very fatalistic. He's going to execute. He doesn't care what happens. He's going all the way.
Yeah, I admire him 100%. He's renewed hope in me for the political system and definitely put a spark under my butt to get out there and do what I can as an American.
It's amazing to see somebody like him committed and then the fact that he stepped into that office with that power of commitment and then the power of the office. And it terrifies him because he's going to do the right thing and that's it. And they don't know what to do.
Yeah. It's hilarious, really. When you stand back and you really see the reactions of everybody, whether it be, you know, Russia or Stormy Daniels, it's just funny how they keep going back and forth trying to find something to pin on him. And he just keeps moving forward and he keeps achieving all of these things that he said he was going to. And it's amazing to watch.
Well, it's thanks to the listeners of this broadcast. The enemy has identified the truth that we are the main core that helped launch the whole Trump operation. And Trump knows that. His campaign knows that. And they're great people, by the way. They listen all the time. And they just say, keep it up. We're not going to betray you. Don't betray us. We're going to win. And then they say, we don't have a choice. Think about how bad the globalists are. If they get control, that's what we should be worrying about. It's not a sacrifice we're making. You know, we can trick ourselves and say, oh, we're making these sacrifices. No. The real sacrifice would be letting real tyranny come in because they want to break America's back and teach us a lesson.
Yeah, definitely. And go ahead.
Now I want to talk about your awakening when we come back in a moment and what got you out in the field and then what you think is coming next in a bunch of clips.
Okay, perfect.
We'll be right back with Rufio. And you can still see him on Facebook at Rufio Panman PB. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Finish him.
Antifa!
Flawless victory.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.